All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the season premiere of One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yellick. Momentarily, soon to be joined by, once again, Dustin Pastula. And I gotta say, ladies and gentlemen, your winner and still Sports Talk champion, Mike Yellick. That's right. I am still the champion. I've defended it now twice in the last, week. So it's my belt. I'm keeping it, clearly. Maybe I'll defend it, in the draft next season. Who knows? Who cares? I'm the champ, and that's the way it's going to be. Dustin Pastula failed once again to do anything. He came close, but no cigar. That's the way I say it. Welcome to One Sports Talk. Again, I'm your host, Mike Yellick. And we have a lot to talk about here within the hour, okay? We're going to be joined by Rob Guarino, our weather guy. And I am going to ask him the tough questions, you know, because I got to be honest with you. It's February 12th now. Happy birthday to my mom, by the way. It's February 12th. And guess what? We've seen a total of 6 inches of snow. And Rob Guarino said it was going to be a pretty decent winter, an average winter. That's 36 inches the last time I checked. So I got some things to talk about with Rob. He's going to be joining us at 3:45. And then we're also going to talk about the big game, the Super Bowl coming up. We're also going to talk about what the Eagles can do in the draft, as well as talk about next season. What do we think about next season? Well, I got to be honest with you. I think Eagles right now are staring up at the top at the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Washington Redskins, we'll see. But I got to be honest with you. I think it's going to be it's going to be close. But I don't know why. I have this funny feeling. What we're going to be seeing next year is the Eagles struggling once again. Yes, they're probably going to get a wide receiver. We'll talk about it. 516-418-5798. That's the call-in number. You can join the conversation right now. You can go to onesportstalk.com. Also, we are streaming live on iTunes. I'm sorry, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. And then you can download the podcast, go to iTunes, and go to One Sports Talk. All right. So, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, last week's game, you know, the big game, the big Super Bowl game, I think many of you were very, very shocked to see that outcome. I mean, right, you know, the Falcons up 28-3 over the Patriots. You're really not expecting them to come back, but I got to say, I was. I was expecting them to come back. I saw that. I looked at somebody and I said, you know, this isn't the Eagles we're talking about. It's not an impossible task. The Patriots can come back, which is exactly what they did. Patriots came back. Tom Brady, just a machine. I mean, Bill Belichick, they're going to go down as the best quarterback coach duo of all time. I don't care what anybody says. You know, Brandon, a couple other people, fans of the show. You know, you can say whatever you want about the Packers and the Steelers and yada, yada, yada. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick will be the best coach and quarterback duo of all time. All right. So I gotta be honest with you. All right. I gotta give the Falcons one of these. How do you blow a 25-point lead? Once the Patriots got that extra 2-point conversion there at the end, you knew it was over. You knew once going into overtime, the Patriots are just gonna run down there and score. And which is exactly what they did. I mean, it's not even close. It wasn't even close. I knew when they got that extra 2 points, it was over. Patriots win another Super Bowl. Tom Brady wins his fifth. It's incredible. All right. I don't know what to say other than if you put money on that game and you put money on the Falcons, I feel sorry for you. I really do, because you had such false hope in the beginning, even in the third quarter. I mean, the third quarter, you're looking at that game thinking, well, this is over. This is pretty much the worst Super Bowl ever, right? Blowout? Yeah, not happening. Patriots went all the way back with a great catch. I mean, that could be up in the top five, probably the top three catches of all time. I mean, I'm looking at that. I'm going, you've got to be kidding me with this. I mean, they basically look like world beaters. They did, and they are. They are. The Patriots, guess what? They're going to probably win their sixth next year. Tom Brady is. They're that good. And guess what? They did all this without probably the best tight end in the entire league, Rob Gronkowski. What do you say? What do you say other than, wow, game was just incredible. It really was. And now you have to look at next year and think, well, who's going to win that division? No, why even ask? Why even bother asking? If you're the Jets and you're the Bills and you're the Dolphins, why bother? I know you got to play the game, blah, blah, blah. But really, do you think you have any shot against that team? That team will win this division for the next 4 years, which Tom Brady, by the way, he's probably going to get another 3 to 5 year contract. He's going to play past 40. He's going to be the oldest quarterback still getting it done and going to the Super Bowl after age 40. He's that good. And the protection, my God. I mean, the kind of protection he gets, he could stay in the pocket. Now, I understand. I know the first half, he was getting knocked around. He was getting thrown to the ground. The Falcons defense were swarming on him. Not so quick in the second half, though. That fourth quarter, I mean, wow. What a game. I mean, really, it probably was the best game of all time. And then how about the halftime show? You know, I had to be honest. I heard Lady Gaga was going to give some political stance going into halftime, which I would have turned it right off had that happened. You know, I could talk politics all day, but I did not want to see Lady Gaga give her liberal bias views in there. And I was so worried that she was going to, but you know what? She kept it classy. She said, God bless America. And then she did a swanton dive. I don't know where she went. You know, there's a lot of memes going around on Twitter, you know, with The Undertaker and Shane McMahon falling off the cage. And it's pretty funny. If you go look at it, you could check it out on the Sports Talk page, by the way. But that being said, yeah, she put on a great halftime show. I hands off to Lady Gaga. I mean, she did a phenomenal job. A+. All right? I got to give props where it's due. Lady Gaga, you did a phenomenal job. You're not so good at acting, but you're an amazing performer and an amazing singer. Thank you for keeping it classy. Good job. And my hat's off to you. So, being said, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. And in 5 minutes' time, we got Rob Guarino coming up. We will take a short break right now, and then we'll be back right after this.
Listen up, there's not a moment to spare. The top, so how you feeling down there? It's a cold, cruel, harsh reality. Caught, stuck here with your enemies.
All right, guys, I once again have to just give a huge thank you to our sponsors this year. All right. Werkheiser Electric. I mean, I can't be any more real when I say this. Guys, you made lights in Greenewalds. You didn't really make it, but you provided the power and the integrity and the energy for me. And that I truly say thank you. Lights in Greenewalds was a huge success. You could check us out on Facebook, actually. Going to Lights in Greenewalds, just searching for it. Greenewalds is Greenawalds. And I got to be honest. I mean, we had 2,500 likes in a mere 3 weeks. And that was just incredible. All right. And it's because of you guys that I was able to put out all that energy. They're always giving free estimates. These guys are literally, they're the best. How else to put it? They got revolving coupons on the website. You can go to WerkheiserElectric.com, check out. And speaking of coupons, guys, if you mention the code 1SPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric, you're getting $50 off your first service call. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley and surrounding areas. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You could get your weekends back. I know I did. I could actually get back to watching the big games. I left the electrical work to Werkheiser because that's what they do. They work. All right. Like I said, they did it for my house with my Christmas lights and lights in Greenewalds. They could do it for you if you just call them today. Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to werkheiserelectric.com. Also, Phil's for Geese and Honda. When I was getting parts, all right, I have a Honda Civic, all right? Now, when I was getting parts, I needed some, you know, big electric 10-foot electric conduit. I couldn't fit that in the Honda Civic. I had to go get a big truck. Who helped me out? Anthony Sherman helped me out, all right? My buddy down there in Philsburg East and Honda. Philsburg East and Honda, they really are home of the $99 per month Honda Civic. There is pre-owned cars. I'm not making this up. It's as low as $4,999. That's less than $5,000, as Dustin says, by a dollar. But it's the truth. It's really the truth. At Philsburg East and Honda, they accept all credit situations, all right? It's 100% approval. So if you even have, you know, not so good credit, just go down there. They'll take care of you. Trust me. They'll take care of you. All right. February and beyond, they're tackling high prices with huge savings. Go see new car manager Anthony Sherman like I did and mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing. And believe me, from what I understand, the pricing, if you mention our show, is much better than I thought. And I know because they actually had someone last week do it. All right. Saying yes. It's what they do best at Philsburg East and Honda. You can call them today and check them out online. Call them today at 908-859-5800 and check them out online at pehonda.com. Also, right over there in Catasauqua, if you have any car trouble going on, you have any repairs that wants to happen, you go over there to Deku Auto Body, all right? They're family-owned and operated since 1948, state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free, okay? You get updated repair status online, Deku's car rental service, accepting all insurance appraisals. You get free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. I did that. It was a great time. You can see the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website at DekuAutoBody.com. It's located, like I said, over there in Catasauqua at 115 Powertown Road, North Catasauqua, PA. You can go there at 610-264-5507. Also, if I'm going to Ocean City, Maryland, I'm going to have one thing in my hand. I'm going to have Miller Lite. I want the greatest light beer. I want the original. I'm getting Miller Lite. All right. There's no two ways about it. I drink Miller Lite. I'm high on life. It's Miller time.
Everyone,
as I said, not now. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. You can go there and check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. We'll be right back after this. All right, we are back here on Sports Talk, and joining me now is Dustin Pastul. Dustin's back.
Sorry, guys.
I was just telling him, I don't know if you heard, but I was just telling him, talking about last week's game and how, like I said, it was such a big game.
Yeah.
And the emotional, you know, the emotions that was in the game. I mean, if you're a Falcons fan, you're thinking you have that game won. You're thinking you have that in the bag.
You did.
By 25.
You did win.
Yep.
I think we got Rob on the phone.
Yeah, we got Rob.
So we're going to talk to him, and then you and I will talk more after.
Oh, of course.
So that's... Yeah, I got a lot to say.
Of course. This is the season finale of One Sports Talk for this year. And, you know, one of the guys that I got to be honest, I mean, he's a friend and, he, you know, he's been coming on here. He's going to be joining us throughout next year. And I got to say, I have a few things I got to ask Rob Guarino because I'm not a happy man.
Uh-oh.
And he knows I'm not a happy man. And let's just bring him on while he's here. All right, Rob Guarino, welcome.
Robbie. How are you guys? This is it, the finale.
I'm good, but weather-wise, I am so disappointed. Rob, let's just get it out of the bag.
But we have snow on the ground.
But stop. All right. What went wrong?
Well, there's a couple things. Let me lower the TV here a little bit. I'm kind of got a little some. Well, first off, we had talked on the website, and I don't know if we had talked before that, but that storm was a very fast moving storm. So when they move that quick, they are harder to nail down. That was we called it the Fast and Furious on my Facebook page, and we were saying it was going to come in hard and quick, and it did. It just came in too fast, and the timing was the ground had to adjust quickly to the crashing temperatures. So, you know, this is trying to, you know, throw a football into a 75 mile an hour moving, you know, car in the front window. It's going to be tough. Brady could do it, but, you know, I kind of threw the football in there versus most of our storms is trying to throw it into a bus window, like a SEPTA bus. And, you know, it's going a lot slower. So you had to have everything perfectly come right. Now, did the model show that this is the storm we're talking about last week? Yeah, but there was just some things that just had to go perfect to get that bigger snow. Lehigh Valley got snow. You did get some snow, probably off a few inches the way I looked at it, but it was there and it kind of showed up 3 or 4 days out. And those are hard. I mean, that's why I dubbed it the Fast and Furious snowstorm, because it was going to come in fast. It was going to come in hard for a few hours. If you add a few more hours onto it, you're getting over a foot, correct? To the people about 30 miles north of you, and they got a foot, not even 30, 25, 30 miles north of the Lehigh Valley, North Jersey, Hudson Valley, where we're measuring 12, 13 inches. So, that's a hard thing to nail down. And, we're in the business of getting this right, but some of those things are hard, you know, like it's kind of like trying to nail down the second half of the game. Who would have bet the other way? Now, I happen to win some money on it because I bet the second half and I bet the Patriots straight up. So I was screaming for joy at the end there.
let me take you back. All right. So when you said the winter prediction, you said it'll probably be right there at the average winter. I said a little above average. All right. I was 8-1 with my predictions for the last 9 winters going into this year. 8-1. I could just say it right now. I'm 8-2. All right. I'm just going to chalk this winter up as a loss. Unless we get a big nor'easter, I think you would take the loss. Where did it go wrong? Why did we never get started in January like it was supposed
to? First of all, there's something between the 22nd and 24th, so I'm not conceding to anything right now.
You're not.
Just like the Patriots didn't concede to that second half. Trust me on that one, because I'm looking at a massive, Mike, I'm looking at a massive storm showing up on the GFS. Is it a little too warm? Not by much, but it is a very big storm that's been showing up for 4 days straight. I'm not conceding to anything. And last I looked, in March it has snowed as well. So
My thing is, if it's not going to snow in January and February and December when it's supposed to, why would it snow in March?
Because that's honestly, from a climatological standpoint and a standpoint of winter, that's the worst way I would ever look at anything. Just because it doesn't do something in the beginning doesn't mean it's doing the end. Just because the Patriots still only scored 3 points in the beginning didn't mean they weren't going to score 3 in the end, correct? My point is, a winter will do what it wants to do. So here's what I'm going to give you right now. What went wrong? First of all, the NAO, I went back and looked at this last night, actually, never dipped below more than a -5. Let me give you an idea what that means. To get a nor'easter in Allentown, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you need about a -2 or -3. It's an indice that we follow. And there were signs of it throughout the winter. It just never materialized. So you never got what's called a phasing. You never got the cold and the warm air to meet along the mid-Atlantic. So they never really got together. You had cold air at times. You had a lot of moisture at times, as we know, a lot of warm air at times. The three of them never got together because that NAO has to go to a -2. Last year, in the blizzard, that was a -5, that number. And that's a very big number. It may not sound like it, but that number was digging everything together. So I know it sounds technical, but that's one of the reasons what happened this winter was we had the pieces at times. They just all didn't get together. So we couldn't get this whole thing going. With that said, what I'm seeing now is something that has to be watched. Could it be too warm? Yeah. Is it late February? Yes. Are the odds against us of this? Yes. But I kind of want to, again, go back to the Patriots thing. Just because it says 28-3 in this winter for you doesn't mean that's the final score. That's all I'm going to say. And you mark my words on that. You could be very well right, Mike, but I'm not giving this one up yet. Not at all, because I still see beginning of March, the first 8 or 10 days is a colder than normal period. So my odds go a little higher than normal in March that we'll get some type of snow. Can't tell you about a nor'easter in March yet. It's too early, but I'm not conceding to that 8-2. You can go ahead with your 8-2. I don't know what my track record is. It's pretty decent with the winter stuff, but I'm not conceding anything yet. Not at all.
Wow. And I was in here. Yeah. You know what? All it took last year was one storm. I said we're going to get an average winter last year. We had nothing. I'm like, oh boy. And then we got that big storm, got the whole average right there. I'm like, well, hey, that's I'm like,
and
all
right. I didn't look at the Allentown number, Mike. I don't know what we're at right. This season versus normal. I could so look. I don't have it offhand here.
So we're at 7.8 inches. Is there any chance, which I already know the answer, because I didn't say we would get average of 32, 34. I said we would get 44. Is there, I don't even have to ask you that. I mean,
so I need 25, kind of like the Patriots. Boy, this is like a Patriots game. Right. I need 25 right. points. They keep going back to that Patriots game. Could this be the Tom Brady of storms on the 24th?
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Right. But
the analogies that I'm
I know
are so
Rob,
perfect.
I got to be honest. Like, you're getting an A+ for this.
I mean,
this was an awesome talk.
Your analogies are
yeah.
Great.
Well, I mean, yeah. I literally, you know, you and I talked about an hour
probably
ago,
because
and you know,
from us for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that?
Probably because
no, we talked about an hour.
Rob, yeah. well, me and you did. Yeah. I hope you're right, man. I don't know. I gave up.
Well,
I threw in the towel
right.
already. I threw it in after the storm.
Right. I heard you both before you patched me in talking about how everybody at halftime wrote the Patriots off, basically. And I kind of did, too. I mean, I'll be honest. I did, too. I was watching the game, eating some wings and like everybody else. And I sat there and I went, wow, this is kind of odd. It's usually not the Patriots type of game. And, you know, it don't seem like Brady has it tonight. And, you know, maybe it's just the Falcons are that good or they're sticking it up that bad, you know?
Yeah.
And they picked away at it. And we know what happened. And Atlanta got a little complacent. But you got to give the Patriots credit. I know this is sports talk. So I'm going to go over there for a minute. You got to give credit. They scored two pointers at the end there. That's hard to do back to back. I think they only had one all season.
Yeah.
But the way that the Falcons were playing in the first half, Rob, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Patriots beat the Falcons or the Falcons beat themselves?
Both. I think it's both. I think there was a play late in the game, if I remember, where they passed when they could have run or something. They bought that up a few times. I didn't follow too much post Super Bowl stuff that much. Yeah, something like that. I think there. You guys would know better than I would. But I will give more of it the Patriots winning than the Falcons losing because of that two pointers. You know, you're basically scoring four touchdowns when you do that. You have to get into the end zone four times on those plays. Two for the 6 points and then two for the 2 points. That's hard to do in for any team in any sport in college or pro football. And they did it twice. And that to me, and then they just ran down the field in overtime. I mean, it was like, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah, that was insane.
Well, Rob, listen.
Yeah, they find a way to win, don't they? They do find a way to win. They got the luck
with
Seattle.
I'm just looking at it like, wow. I mean, now, Rob, listen to this. So I've been on the show for 7 years, whether it be YouTube, whether it be radio. I have been the champion. Dustin was on this show before. He's returned this year. He came. You can't even see it how close.
The closest anyone ever has.
Yeah, the closest. He gave me the biggest challenge for 7 years.
By default, though, because I had no choice but to pick the Falcons.
Right.
It was one game.
Right. So he came this close, but I still remain the one sports talk champion.
What do you mean? What was your pick? What was his pick?
My pick.
I
was strictly the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I was looking at that just like anyone else was at halftime. Like, wow, this is the first year ever I'm not going to finish the champion.
I kind of wish we did like an over-under because then I still could have came out on top.
Yeah, well, well.
Yeah. Well, what I did, guys, was I played the Patriots in the second half because I went, there's no way they're going to fold at 28-3. They're at least going to get within, I thought, 3 points at the end, seven. I still didn't think they were going to win. So I went that route, and then I had them – I had a straight-up bet just for them to win, and you had to kind of bite the bullet on that because I've already kind of figured the Patriots were going to win by three. But I went in halftime, and I went, my gosh, these guys, there's no way Brady and them are just going to kind of – sit like this and get beat up again in the second half with Belichick coming in at halftime. And they said, you know, it really wasn't a yelling or anything. They just felt like, you know what, we can beat these guys. And we'll, I tell you what, for that Super Bowl, what out New England being in that, what, 4 or 5 times now, they wouldn't have been able to do that. They were cool as a cucumber in that second half. And that was experience coming through and being on that stage, what, 4 or 5, 6 times. Now, I veteran, think it's not that many, but well, from the whole staff, the coaches to the Brady and to the other guys, and I think their leadership with the new guys, even that maybe have not experienced that or whatever, they just followed it and went, you know, we're just going to hack away at this. And they did. So it was a great Super Bowl, though.
All without Gronk.
Which makes them even more insane that Brady, to me, has got to be the best quarterback of all time because he didn't even have the weapon sometimes. You put a couple of heads of cabbage up there and he's going to put up 300 yards.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they can't disagree with it. But Rob, listen, we are up against it. We're in our last couple minutes here. I got to give myself and this winter one of these.
You just love that button. Any chance you got that Price is Right button going, you're going to use it.
He's obsessed with that thing.
You, on the other hand, are holding out hope right now to at least get maybe two feet of snow. Are we safe?
Well, it ain't over
that?
Till the fat snowman sings, is the way I look at it. It's not over till the fat snowman sings. And if we get this 2 feet on this 24th, that's going to be a fat snowman. All I'm saying is that because the game's not over, I can't concede to it because really we've had snow till the third week in March, which is technically 4 or 5 weeks from now.
I understand. Are you?
I just want to hit my number. I want to hit my number.
Is there the potential, if everything goes correctly, is there at least the potential for 2 feet of snow on the 24th? At least the potential.
Oh, I don't know if that one's 2 feet. I think there's two separate storms. This one could be a foot, and then there's another one after that.
I hope not. My band is in concert the next day, so that's.
I'm not saying it for sure, but I can't, Mike. I can't concede to the loss without the game being over. It's like you saying the other day, "Hey, it's third quarter. Okay, everybody, I've conceded to the loss. Here's my money." They say you were betting on it. Here's my money. The Patriots are going to lose. Hey, would you have given your money up in the third quarter?
No.
And said, "That's it. It's over. Here, take my money," even though you didn't have to. Right?
Yeah.
You would have for anyone else but the Patriots.
I know you had your hand on that button. I know you had your hand on that Price is Right song. Probably pressing that all third quarter. Who knows what's going on in your house that night?
So real quickly, I know on the show we're not going to talk for a month or two or three, but me and you will talk off the air. But let me just ask you, going into next year, I know it's February 12th, 2017. What does 2017-2018 winter look like early? Just a preview.
So early.
I know. Just a preview.
Dark at night. Dark at night. Right during the day.
Could we get back?
Honestly, real quick, I know you got to run. El Nino is trying to come back. I don't know if it's a false one or not. Oh. That's kind of where we're looking at. Now, that's a very wild winter, though. El Ninos can be feast or famine, so you kind of have to look at that. I think right now, because we had this down year and we may not end down, I think you're going to skew to an average winter next year. That's what I think at this point. It's too early in the game, though, like you said, way too early.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to put it out there and see if I can get an answer. That's all.
Yeah. Watch that 24th. Right, it's going to be a hell of a storm, though.
Really? All right. And then you also said something about
a lot of rain and wind or a lot of snow. It's going to be something. Huh?
And the first week in March, too, you said something, maybe.
Well, that we're skewing to colder than normal temperatures in the pattern, so the odds are a little higher than normal that we get snow. Traditionally, we don't. So that's why I'm not giving up my seasonal average at Allentown.
Okay.
Only takes one.
All right. We shall see what we shall see, Rob.
If I get it right, what song do you have? Where's the price for if I get it right? Is it like the big wheel? Something, you know, they hit the wheel and they hit the money on the big wheel, that spinning thing?
Rob, what do you
want? What's that?
What do you want?
What do I want? I want cash.
What song do you want? And I'll play it.
How about Jump Around?
What's
the House of Pain? Jump Around. We'll play that song because you'll be all happy jumping around 2 feet.
Jump Around. All right. House of Pain. All right, Rob. We will see you. I will talk to you. Thank you so much, Rob. And like you heard from Rob, 24th and first week in March, we will see.
Watch him.
All right.
Have a great off-season, Rob. Guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you. All right. There he is, Rob Guarino, our weather guy. He seems to think he's holding out hope. The 24th and the first week in March. I am hoping he's right, but I've conceded this winter. We're not getting 44 inches of snow. We got 7. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I mean, 44 is a big number.
Yeah. He really is the best of the way. The analogies have been thrown out. I mean, I love that guy.
His knowledge. Yep.
Yeah.
Great. We got it made here, over here at One Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He lays it all out. And like he said, like you heard him
Rob
say.
Rob Guarino, Eagles connections.
Yes. There's a couple possibilities of that storm on the 24th. Some of it could be rain and wind. But if it goes a certain way and it brings enough cold air with it, ooh, maybe a foot of snow. That'll put us right back in the game.
I honestly would hate that.
Why?
I would love it on any.
You said you love snow, I thought.
Yeah, I have a show the next day.
Oh, well.
That I want to play. I know it's hard for you to care because it doesn't involve you, but still.
All right. We digress. All right. Let's real quickly just talk about what happened last week. All right. I mean, the Falcons, you look at it, a scoreless first quarter, you're thinking, wow, this is going to be a defensive struggle. I mean, really, that's what you're thinking. And then it just goes off the rails in the second.
First of all,
quarter.
Can we just say, a lot of predictions coming from a bunch of analysts for the game last week.
Right.
And can we just say that some of those guys were pretty darn close? They picked 31-28.
Yeah.
Patriots.
I said 38-20.
They're 3 points off. Yeah, they're a lot further off. So I'm not really. Yeah,
you
were a lot further off. They were within 3 points, dude. 8 of them were within 3 points. You were so far. Dude, don't try to lock yourself.
So far off.
You were pretty.
I was far off.
Compared to 3 points, you were pretty far off, dude.
I was closer than you were.
No, you weren't, technically, because I had the same score just the other way. So I'm still closer than you on both teams.
Did they win?
It doesn't matter. I'm still closer than you points-wise with both teams.
Oh, okay.
If we would have bet who was closest in points, that would have beat you.
Okay.
Just so we're clear on that.
Mm-hmm. So you look at it. You see Devontae Freeman. You see Alford, another one by Freeman. I mean, you're looking at it. It's 21-0 at one point. Then it's 21-3.
They put 19 points up in the fourth quarter.
Right.
I mean,
you can't sit here and tell me, oh yeah, well I expected that. No, nobody expected that. I think if you're looking at it this way, do you feel bad for Falcons fans right now?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
Well, here's the one thing. I feel bad for the fans. I don't feel bad for the players. And here's why.
I don't, because they stopped playing.
Right.
They thought.
Why are you throwing at the 30-yard line?
They thought they had it in the bag. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what lost that game. I'm going to tell you right now what lost that game.
Go ahead.
What lost that game was when Matt Ryan. And that's something he did throughout the whole game, which is at his level in the game, this is why he is not a Class A quarterback.
Well,
because no. Because you don't, with his experience, you don't do this. Okay. You don't see the rush and go 10 yards behind yourself.
Right.
And then even though you're 10 yards back and now you're not even going to try to throw it away. You're just going to take the sack. That pulled them out of field goal range. They get that field goal. They're ahead by 3 possessions instead of 2.
Right.
And the 2 possessions that the Patriots score on at the end of the game to tie it up don't happen. It doesn't get tied. It doesn't go into overtime because the Falcons have 3 more points. Those 2 possessions with those 2 two-point conversions still would have put them behind the Falcons if the Falcons – would have stayed in field goal position. You're in field goal position, and the Patriots are closing in on you. They're on a roll, and your defense is the complete opposite of the way it was in the first half. Mm-hmm. You're not in field goal range and throwing the ball. Right. You are running the ball. You are trying to get closer on the ground and staying within field goal range so that your kicker can put up those 3 points and keep you in the lead, put you up by three possessions.
And those 3 points would have made the biggest difference.
Those 3 points would have won them the Super Bowl because it would have went overtime.
Yep.
And that's why the Falcons lost. For all you Falcons fans out there, that's why your team lost, because your quarterback couldn't handle it under the pressure. He backpedaled, and he couldn't even throw it away.
No.
He couldn't do anything. Okay? No. He gets sacked. He takes the sack. And then what happens? They get forced out. Tom Brady gets the ball back and does what Tom Brady does best.
Yep.
And that's why the Falcons lost. You couldn't stay in field goal range. You tried to get cocky. You got Matty Ice throwing 400-yard games all the way up into the Super Bowl. You're getting cocky. You're trying to throw it through the air. You're trying to get a touchdown instead of going for the field goal. At that point in the game, you know what the Patriots can do. They've done it time and time again. You're not idiots. Actually, you are idiots because you know exactly what you're up against, and you thought you could stick it out. You thought you could play defense and just and keep the lead just because you were up by 25 points. Well, guess what? Going into halftime, 19 points ahead of their opponent, 93 times in NFL championship games. 93-1, actually.
Well,
93-2 93-1 going into the Super Bowl. That's what it was. I remember the statistic. I texted it to you. 93-1 going into the Super Bowl. That's what it was.
I'll have to check that.
Sure.
Because
with champions. Either way, 93-0 makes it even worse.
Yeah, well, it was 93. I believe it was 93.
19 points. And you were up by 25. And you blow it.
Yeah.
You're, according to what you said, you're the first team out of 94 teams to blow a 19-point lead in a championship game.
Yeah.
That is a record you don't want to set. That is a title you don't want to have. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Falcons fans? Your team has it.
And guess what? Well, guess what? Here's something else I said at the top of the program. Just if you're the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills, it's not like you stop trying, but they're going to win next year. Patriots will have that division for the next 5 years. Tom Brady ain't going anywhere. Well, you get Gronk back next year.
Yeah, really? Tom Brady said posed interest in.
I mean, if you're looking at it and you're another team,
a lot of people said if he wins, he'll retire.
No. Not him.
He said he's looking for an extension on his contract.
Are you just like, if you're another team, like, I mean, they're not.
Well, if you're another team, no. They've been beaten before with
Tom
Brady.
Yeah, they have been. But
if you're those three teams, yes.
Yeah, you're not winning. I mean,
you kind of just fold your franchise and come back later after he retires.
Now, the Falcons, I have to say, I'm not positive they make the postseason next year. There's always – look at the Panthers.
Look at the Panthers. Yeah.
What happened this year?
All their star players that got them to the Super Bowl returned.
Right.
There was no reason for them not to make it back. They didn't even
think we're going to be saying the same thing next year about the Falcons this year.
I mean, look what happened the last time the Falcons were in the Super Bowl. They lost and
they didn't return for a while.
They didn't. So almost a decade, I want to say. I think.
So, I mean, until Michael Vick took them close to the NFC Championship, they eventually lost to the Eagles.
Yep.
But. Which was the Eagles' year to go to the Super Bowl and fight and play the Patriots. The Patriots are always there.
Always.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you turn back time, okay? We had Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens, okay, in 2004. Who did we play? Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You fast forward 13 years, who is still in the Super Bowl? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. Like, they're just a dominant team. And I think in 2020... I'm a little bit here, Bill Belichick. I mean, really,
that's highly
possible. Right,
possible because I mean, the last time I checked into it, I think Tom Brady he didn't confirm it, but he didn't say no to a 3-4 year extension, which would put them in to 2020.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
I mean, look at this. Look at this.
Sure.
Like, for example, again, rushing is not key. This is why I said it. Rushing is not key. You had Blunt with 31 yards. That was your most.
Right.
Okay. But freaking White, man.
Yeah.
29 yards and 2 touchdowns in 6 attempts for rushing.
Yeah.
So not a big stat for a running back.
No.
You know what is a big stat? When your running back's your leading receiver at 110 yards and a touchdown.
Incredible.
3 touchdowns for this man in both rushing and dude,
come on. And how about Tom Brady? Over 400 yards. I mean,
you know what's funny? You look at Amendola and Edelman.
Oh my God. Which an amazing catch, by the way.
They couldn't catch a cold in the first half.
Right. First half, they were.
Next thing you know, they put the Velcro on their hands.
Seems like it.
And they didn't drop anything. And the Falcons couldn't catch anything. The teams literally switched.
Yeah.
It was like the movie Freaky Friday. Like, halftime, they switched.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
By the way, we got a tweet last week. Why don't you guys mention the Pro Bowl? So, Pro Bowl. All right.
Cool.
Now, back to the – I just had to get
the Pro Bowl.
No. Don't waste time on that.
Let me just say one thing. The trending topic on the Pro Bowl was, is it necessary after the Pro Bowl was over? Like, that was the biggest topic on ESPN about the Pro Bowl. Is the Pro Bowl even necessary? What's the point? Exactly.
There's no point. Nobody wants to be injured for going into next year. It's stupid.
Let me guess. That person's favorite quarterback is Ryan Leaf, right?
Probably.
Unbelievable.
So stupid.
Unbelievable.
I just had to mention the Pro Bowl. There, Pro Bowl.
And I talked about it, so there you go.
Yeah,
that's even
go.
More for you.
It's so stupid. Royal Rumble was that day. That was also trending. I believe there was some
more
other...
than the Pro Bowl.
Right. Oh, my God. I think maybe the weather, there might have been an ice storm that day. I think the ice storm was actually trending more than the Pro Bowl was.
Possibly.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody cares. All right. Move on.
Possibly. I'm sure somewhere in the country, someone got engaged that trended more than
Right. Of course. And let's move on. All right. Let's move on to next season. I said at the top of the program, here's what I feel. I feel like the Eagles will be looking up at the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Your thoughts on that? I think we'll be maybe above the Redskins, but I think they just still next year will have too much firepower and star power more than the Eagles. I think the Dallas Cowboys will be up there, and I think the Giants will be up there. Eagles might make it close between them and the Redskins, but I don't know why. I don't see them getting a receiver and it changing everything for them 100% right away. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are it will 100% absolutely depend on who they get in the offseason.
DeSean Jackson.
And they have – if they I would agree that it puts them only above the Redskins because right. – for one reason only. Mm-hmm. DeSean Jackson is very inconsistent.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, he is.
If they get DeSean – if they get someone who is DeSean Jackson at his best.
Right.
I put them in second of the Giants. That's what I put them in second above the Giants.
I don't know. I mean, you know, from looking at now, I mean, I'm looking at it. And there's also been talk, by the way, Adam Schefter tweeted out Friday that Pierre Garçon has also expressed interest, and the Eagles have expressed interest in him.
Two former Redskins.
Right. Well, they're not former yet.
Well,
and plus the Redskins, and the name is escaping me, but they have their first round draft pick who didn't even play at all last year, and he's going to be playing this year. He's the number one receiver by far. So you imagine that they're going to have him, and they just keep one of those. They don't need DeSean Jackson. Heck, they don't need Pierre Garçon. I mean,
well,
Jameson Crowder.
Me. Who the heck is that?
I forget the name. It's escaping me, but he didn't play. He didn't play 15 of the 16 weeks last year. So they're going to get him. They don't need a wide receiver. All right, Redskins will be fine. They could probably let DeSean Jackson go and just be not even miss a step.
Right.
Where the Eagles, oh, my God.
Ryan Grant?
No. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, I mean, it's looking at it. And you look at it and you see that, you know, there's just really nothing you could do. By the way, 49ers.
Jameson Crowder?
No, that Jameson Crowder played.
I'm not. I don't follow.
Let's
that
just okay.
I'm just looking at it. I see Ryan Kerrigan, Maurice Harris, Lyndon Trail. Like those are all the receivers that I'm looking at. That's it. I named every one of them besides the obvious.
Real quickly here, I just want to go over this. So 49ers, all right. Head coach Kyle Shanahan. How do you feel if you're a Niners fan watching what he did in the Super Bowl when he was up 25, okay? And this is going to be your head coach, the guy who's calling the offensive plays for Atlanta. Your head coach.
Move your hand. Let me read that.
What? Your head coach is now. Well, he is. He's now your head coach. He was the one who called that god-awful play calling for Atlanta in the fourth quarter by calling pass, 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 pass. Instead of just going down and trying to get a field goal. How does Niner fans feel? They go from Chip Kelly, a guy that couldn't coach anything.
Well, honestly, you're upgraded from Chip Kelly immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
But how much?
Not much.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Explosive offense, nonetheless. But in a big game like that, you do that? I don't know. I mean, I know a couple Niners fans, and they're not happy about it. They're like, ooh, I mean, it's okay. They're not crazy about it,
well,
only for that
hey,
factor.
Honestly, if I'm a Niners fan, I am just not happy until my team gets rid of that goose for a human and a complete waste of oxygen.
You're talking about the quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bring him up.
Nope. Name will not
can't stand for the flag,
mouth.
You dummy.
His name will not escape my mouth. By the way, if you haven't noticed or if you don't know either of us, Mike and I are incredibly patriotic. So we do not agree with anything that man does.
No. So. If they get a quarterback in here, you get a quarterback, you have Kyle Shanahan, a new head coach. You got to give him at least a year. So it won't be until next year until they do something.
Give him time. I don't think Kyle Shanahan will be a one and done with the
49ers. No.
You know, I think he'll have a couple of years he'll be given a couple of years to see what he can do with the team.
Of course.
That's how I feel
but
about their
the thing,
next
I'll
season.
Say this.
Next season for them.
Speaking of next season, I got to say, I'm not impressed with that division. All right. Let's just get that out there. I mean, Carson Palmer, he's pretty much done, you would think. So the Cardinals.
I think you look at something.
The Rams.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think you look at something incredibly similar to this year. Mm-hmm. Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, 49ers.
Wait, really?
Except I think the Rams.
Let's just do this. I'm going to real quickly go over the NFC West. All right. So right now, sure. I think next year. Wait, what did you do here? All right. I think next year we're going to have. Listen to this. Right. I'm being serious here.
I'll put this right here.
We have Jared Goff. All right. He's your number one draft pick. You got pulled ahead of Carson Wentz. There's a reason for that. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason for that. I'm going to bank on that. You got a new head coach in there. I'm going to say it's going to be the Seahawks followed by the Rams.
Yes, I just said that.
And then the Cardinals. And then, again, the 49ers are just going to be sucking. So
see you later.
Yeah. Then you have the Falcons. I don't have them winning their division.
Buccaneers.
Yep.
The Buccaneers.
Yep.
Man, did they impress me at the end of the season. If they start off next season like that, and keep it.
Yeah,
dude, they're. I.
That's my pick.
If the Buccaneers play at the same level or better than they ended the season last year, I say after the first 3-4 games, they're undefeated.
I would agree. I think Buccaneers win that division.
Yep.
Followed by. I can't say Atlanta's not going to be good. They have Julio Jones.
I'm going to say
Atlanta's
second,
next. Yeah. And then followed by the Saints and then the Panthers.
I don't think
the Panthers are a good team.
I think so.
Then you have the NFC North. You saw. I mean, I can't forget it. Even though they got knocked out by the Falcons, I got it.
Sure.
I can't say the Packers aren't going to finish that division and win it.
Yeah.
I got the Packers. Then I have a little switcheroo here. I think Vikings. Yeah. Come on. The Lions, please. Vikings fan, and I know a Lions fan who tunes to the show, and he's like, dude, you never give respect to us. I don't know what it is. I just don't like them. Like, they're not, I don't think their head coach is good.
I think Caldwell, I think there's, I think they're solid enough to consistently make wild card at best.
Really?
And not get past the wild card stage.
No.
It literally happened.
And I was like, yeah, they're one and done. And they were. They're one and done. They're not going to make it next year. They're not going to make it next year. Packers, Vikings, Bears.
No.
And then Lions.
No. Absolutely not.
You heard it here first.
Absolutely not.
Then, like I said, you have the NFC East, okay? I think the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, I think they're going to win that division next year. They just have too much star power.
Dak Prescott will be in the second year.
Yeah, I think the Giants finish. I mean, they have too many weapons on offense. However, their defense.
If the Eagles get two, and I say two.
Yeah, I agree.
They get two consistent wide receivers, they finish second, make the wild
card. You just said the key, though, Dustin. Consistent.
Absolutely.
Consistent.
Absolutely. They have, it has to be consistent.
Yeah.
Because even though he'll be a sophomore, Carson Wentz is not experienced enough to carry that team through a game where his receivers don't show up.
He did that all season. He tried to carry the team on his shoulders, and it failed because
I think he did the best job he could.
Oh, of course. Of course. So then
unless you're the next Tom Brady, you're not doing that.
No, of course not. You have the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, and then I think the Redskins finish last. Well, I mean, you know. And then we have the AFC. Do I even need to say who's going to win the AFC East? I mean, come on. Patriots win it.
I think it looks exactly like it does right now.
I would agree.
Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets.
Yeah, I would agree. Jets stink. This, again.
Jeez, same thing. Steelers,
I really
Ravens,
think the Steelers
Bengals,
are the team in that Browns. Division. I say Steelers. I say Ravens. I say Bengals and Browns. Yeah. Yep. I don't think there's any change there. Here's where I think there's a change.
Titans, Texans, Colts, Jaguars.
Get the hell out of here with these Texans. They may not even be in the top two in their division.
They barely
They
only beat the Titans because of a divisional record, and that divisional record came in the beginning of the season.
Crap. So here's what I think happens, all right? I think it's the Titans and the Colts division to win.
There you go.
I can't say – I know who you're going to say, but I can't say out of those two teams who wins.
I can't either.
How do you go against Andrew
Luck? I can't either.
Luck?
I can't either because ever since the Titans came into existence
– Yeah.
It's like the Ravens and the Steelers.
Right.
When that game happens with the Titans and the Colts, I don't care if one team is winless and one team is undefeated. You still can't predict that winner.
No,
they
can't.
They just always play a good game.
Yeah,
always.
So I have let's just say for the sake of the show, you have the Titans winning. I have the Colts followed by the Titans right behind them, and then. Maybe the Jets. I just don't think the Texans are a good team.
I would not be surprised if the Texans finish next season last, dead last.
Not at all. Then we have this division. I think this is going to look very different.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Raiders take this division.
You just feel bad. I mean,
Raiders take this division.
How do you say the? I mean, look.
Can
at the
Chiefs
Raiders
take
too.
It again? Yeah, sure, sure. But I just think the Raiders are
both wild cards, though. I mean. You know, or not both wild cards, but one wild card will definitely be in that division. I think maybe the Raiders win that division, followed by the Chiefs winning the wild card.
Yeah.
And then Broncos and then Chargers.
Yeah.
So I think it looks similar to what it is now. I think the other wild card probably
What is your take on Oakland wanting to move to Las Vegas?
It's silly.
I think
how many
stupid.
Teams do we need in Las Vegas?
We don't need any.
We don't need any. Right, exactly. Leave that for the strip clubs. The wild cards, by the way, where do they come from? Come from the Ravens? The Titans or the Raiders / Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll be anyone else. And
I think you're coming. Oh,
go ahead.
I think you're coming from the same.
Yeah. North.
The East and the East and the West.
No, not the East. Nobody's going to come from the East.
The East.
You think the Dolphins are going to make it?
Sorry.
North.
Like, yeah. North and
right.
North and West.
Right. Of course. And the
North or South and West. West, definitely.
Right. The NFC.
Which the West is, they used to be like the suck division. Like,
yeah.
It used to be terrible.
The NFC, I got to say this. Probably, if you really had to pick, I'd say maybe the East. Right?
That's I a fair think bet. Definitely the East.
Yeah, maybe the East and
cause even
maybe
if you
the
take,
South.
Even if you take the Eagles out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the East and the South.
The East and the South.
Because I don't see the North pulling anybody out in the wild card.
No.
And definitely not the West.
No.
So
So that's what I say. And real quickly, I know we're gonna go over this. You know, we went over this already once, but I really do have to thank the sponsors for a great year.
Absolutely,
it's been a pleasure working with Werkheiser. Gonna read the whole full sponsorship thing, but you know, if you want the best service call, you want free estimate, go out and give the code one sports talk to Werkheiser Electric.
Yeah, make sure you call Werkheiser
610-866-1076 werkheiserelectric.com.
Did you just air write that with your hand as you said it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Phillipsburg Eastern Honda, go see Anthony Sherman over there. You really do. I know Dustin jokes about it and says less than a dollar, but it really is. I mean, it's a cheap.
Well, it's not less than a dollar. Cars, it's less than
right. By a dollar, yeah. and they really are home of the $99 per month Honda Civic. You can go to pehonda.com. Check them out, 908-859-5800.
Yep.
And then also Deku Auto Body. You can check them out in North Catasauqua. You can go to 610-264-5507. I never said this, too. DekuAutoBody.com. You can actually check out other people's cars on there and just see what they would do with your car. All right? So you want a little example? You check out, check my vehicle. You just hit a vehicle number, and boom, it's right there. You can check it all out, which is a great thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Also, I know we're going to be at the draft, but we're going to be looking at one thing during the draft. We're going to be looking at the draft, two things maybe. And what's going to be in our hand? Miller Lite,
most likely.
Because, yeah. I mean, really, it is the best light beer. I want to thank them.
If somebody came in, I'll pick a light beer. I'll pick Miller Lite by far. Yeah.
And it really is Miller time. I'm not going to do the beer thing.
It doesn't taste like piss. That's why.
No.
I mean, it's not like my favorite beer overall, but
once again I gotta thank PJ Wellahans also.
Fantastic.
It was great.
Really hope to be there next year.
Yeah. I would love to be there next year. I'm just putting it out there. PJ's, you know, the staff there, Nikki, you know, everyone who took care of us, Melissa, Ashley.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Yep. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. You made us feel at home. You made us part of PJ's.
Alexa, who you can't remember her name.
Yes. Her too. Yes. There's many people there. I mean, many of the hostesses. Make sure you check them out. You can check them out if we're not there too. Make sure you check them out on Shanersville Road. All right. Go there. PJ Wellahans. Make sure you tip them well. I know some people, you know, had trouble with that. So
stop writing things. Give me this pen.
Take it from me then.
Jeez.
Thank you, PJ's. Thank you for all our sponsors. And I got to thank you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's been nice, you know.
Blast from the
things
past.
Things have happened. Yeah, you know, blast from the past. You know, you came back here. And you know, many, many people know. I mean, me and Dustin. And, you know, it happened. And, you know, we both went our separate ways. And, you know, it wasn't any hostility or anything like that. But, you know, things happened, and timing was busy, things like that. And I got to say, you know, you filled in quite well. And I loved having you a part of this show.
Oh, yeah. I loved being a part of it again. I missed it terribly.
Yeah.
I missed it terribly.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was.
You know, just the chemistry's there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, when you became part of the show again, you know, people were like, wow, it's.
People who actually. Booed and wanted the show turned down at PJ's were asking for it to be turned up.
Right.
So I'm not trying to boast. I'm just, I'm actually honored that that was said and relayed to us as well.
I was too.
But real quick, right before we go, I want to say that, you know, next year, if I'm still here, I might be having some new sponsors on my end coming in.
Okay.
So that'd be nice to see.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
And then I have to just personally say thank you to Rob Garino. We heard him earlier. Thank you, Rob Garino, for everything you do for the show.
Couldn't ask for Brother Weatherman.
You know, you plug the show. Yes. I mean, couldn't ask for Brother Weatherman. And thank you for all the guests that we've had throughout the season. Again, thank you for PJs. Thank you to our sponsors.
Thank you to the listeners.
Yes,
all you guys for listening.
Yes.
You guys are what make us. So that's, thank you very much.
All right. We will see you soon right here on Sports Talk.
There's not a moment to spare. It's quite a drop from the top. So how you feeling down there? It's a cold.